production of PBRTV.com. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Eric O'Brien welcomes you to ease the stress of your day with smooth, relaxing, and easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org.
And my friends around to help me ease the pain. Olivia Newton-John on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Please, Mr. Please Don't Play B-17, that song on the jukebox there in the corner. Before that, Sven Lebeck with Lady Godiva. Yes, I'm Eric O'Brien. I'm certainly not Lady Godiva, but welcome to another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Seems that I can speak a little better this week. That Parkinson's thing, what a palaver it is. But anyhow, good to be with you, and nice to have your acquaintance here, or something like that. Well, let's talk about the holidays of the day that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you should celebrate them anyway because they're there to be celebrated. Beginning with January 31st, which is a Friday this year, it is backward day. So do everything in reverse. Just put your car in reverse and go to work in reverse. That would be actually, you should be coming home when you should be going to work, and going to work. Maybe not. Okay. Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. There's nothing about a Farkleberry tart in that, but that certainly sounds like it. It's also National Hot Chocolate Day. Then Saturday begins February already, and we are 1/12 through the year already. Huh. How about that? February is American Heart Month. It's an affair to remember month. I'm sure that's about the movie. It's also Black History Month, Canned Food Month, Children's Dental Health Month, Creative Romance Month, Grapefruit Month, Great American Pie Month. Now that's a month for me. National Bird Feeding Month, National Cherry Month, and Spunky Old Broads Month. February 1st is National Freedom Day. It is also National No Politics Day. Now, isn't it about time, especially after all the angst and bitterness of the recent elections, that somebody said give it a rest, and the protests over the installation of newly elected officials at just about all levels, normal Americans have had it with politics and politicians and the rancor that is occurring as a result. Isn't it time to take a break from politics? Well, February 1st is your day to take the break. And No Politics Day means no political activities and no political statements of any kind whatsoever. No Facebook or Twitter posts and no Twitter, X. No discussions or debates and no sharing or spreading political articles, comics, or other materials. And certainly don't get wrapped up in what's going on. No. You don't want to do that on February 1st. It's No Politics Day. It's also Spunky Old Broads Day. I should look that one up, too. February 2nd is Candlemas and the official end of the Christmas season, if you can believe that. At least in Henry VIII's times, but anyhow. It's also Groundhog Day, so big day up in Punxsutawney. National Tater Tot Day. February 3rd is Feed the Birds Day and the day the music died. In other words, the day that Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper died in a plane crash in 1959. It's also National Carrot Cake Day. And February 4th is Create a Vacuum Day. Now, leave you in a void somewhere. Certainly the unknown author of this important holiday left a vacuum when he failed to document what it was about. It appears that it celebrates something devoid of air, like outer space or a vacuum tube, but it can be as common as being about the vacuum cleaner that is used to clean our homes. So theory number one, a hardworking housewife frustrated over her vacuuming chores declared a day to commemorate the chore of vacuuming to take the day off. A mad scientist created the day to celebrate the creation of the vacuum during lab work, and it didn't work. Or three, someone desperately in need of a simpler life conceived the day. They wanted to create a vacuum that would suck out all of the daily work chores and clutter in their life. So we don't know where that one came from, but that's Create a Vacuum Day. That's February 4th, which is also National Homemade Soup Day, Stuffed Mushroom Day, and Thank a Mailman Day. February 5th is National Shower with a Friend Day and National Weatherman's Day. Wonder if you could shower with a weather... Well, anyhow. And finally, February 6th is International Frozen Yogurt Day, Lame Duck Day, and National Chopsticks Day. So there are some things you need to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you might as well because they're there to be celebrated. If you're not lost now, get lost in love. Here's Lex de Acevedo on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
Think spring and bask in the beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Show how deep is your love? How deep is your love?
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy. Hugo Winterhalter. I always say that I should play more of his music at this time of year to bring spring faster. Hugo Winterhalter and The More I See You. Henry Mancini with How Deep Is Your Love. Jean-Claude Borelli and Dolinus Melody. Tony Mottola, Our Day Will Come, and Lex de Azevedo, Lost in Love. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline Switzerland, a martial artist and expert swordsman, broke a Guinness World Record by using his custom-made blade to slice through rice straw mats 100 times in 1 minute. Alex Jeffroy, age 35, used a sword that was custom-made by bladesmith Retro Zucker to attempt the record for the most martial arts sword cuts in 1 minute through rice straw. He wielded the sword, which he dubbed Dominic, and sliced through rice straw mats as they were replaced by a team of three men during the attempt. The density of such a mat is approximate to that of live flesh. That's just wonderful. He met his personal goal of 100 cuts, which was enough to take the record. An environmental group in Mississippi may have broken a Guinness record with a cayenne pepper plant that grew to be nearly 16 and a half feet tall. Henry Pope, the lead grower and plant geneticist for Mississippi Foundation for Renewable Energy, said he spent 7 years cross-pollinating the specific pepper plants with an aim toward creating a variety ideal for vertical gardening. The current record was set in 1999 when California woman Laura Liang's plant grew to be 16 feet tall. Pope had a team of measurement specialists, plant experts, and local officials measure his cayenne for official application to Guinness. And it was 16 feet and 5 and 5.5 inches tall. Guinness now must review the evidence before proceeding. Finally, our friend David Rush is at it again. He's catching tennis balls, or table tennis balls, rather, in his shaving foam-covered head in 30 seconds. He managed to do that last year in when he beat the or tied the previous record of 14 to become co-holder of the title. He attempted to best his feat during Guinness World Records headquarters visit in London, and he actually caught 16, so he's broken his own record. He's at it all the time. I'm telling you, he loves it. Don't get back. Here's Los Norte Americanos on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
said to many folks, just stand and wait until the morning. Don't they know tomorrow never comes? And he would feel a new tomorrow coming on. And when he smiled, his eyes would twinkle up and far.
The late, great Roger Whittaker on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with New World in the Morning, which he performed at a 1969 music festival in Rio de Janeiro and released it as a single. It reached number 17 in the UK and number 12 on US Easy Listening charts and is just an all-around fun song. Before that, we had Sven Lebeck with All My Loving and Los Note Americanos and Get Back. Yes, so now... Here's Ronnie Aldridge, I Could Never Miss You. It sounds like an insult. On Smooth, Relaxing and Easy.
Thank you.
your day rough, irritating, and difficult? Spend a couple of hours with smooth, relaxing, and easy. And suddenly, your day will be brighter.
Live.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy. Looking forward to seeing him come May here in Pittsburgh. That was Herb Alpert with the Tijuana Brass and Fleabag, no doubt made up of parts of Spanish Flea or some such thing like that. The Norman Luboff Choir before that, Breezin' Along with the Breeze, Frank Jaxfield and On. Don Costa in there with Society's Child. That was a Janice Ian song, just like at 17 was, that was one of her other hits. John Gregory with Summer, and Ronnie Aldridge started that set with I Could Never Miss You. But I would if you weren't here listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. You're my soul and inspiration, after all. Here's Lex de Acevedo. Ralph Flanagan takes us up to the top of the hour with Hot Toddy. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Is a production of PBRTV.com. Now, another hour of friendly talk and great music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.